truly isn't able to do it, but he just picks that cotton, and he's so proud at the amount that he can pick, you know, and everything.
One of his skills.
Yes.
I guess that is an art.
He's always trying to beat somebody else.
Do the stones are, my, do the fields around here have stones and rocks in them?
Oh, yes. I would think quite a lot.
Are these ever used for anything?
Well, I have seen the ranchers, if they just had an extra amount of any kind of rock, go ahead and just stack them, you know, in piles and use them in places that they needed them.
Now, where would this be in places that they needed them?
Oh, like in building their roads and maybe some of them used them around their fence posts, don't know, probably so, but they could use them in that way, and then in building, you know, for their barns and things, if they use cement and rock.
They never
like
used them for walls or fences or things like this.
Well, now they have in days gone by, you know. But there would be a certain kind of stone for that too. They could use in that way.
Would they put these around their fields, or would this just be around the house?
No, it. I don't think not around the field, because that would be too much.
Did they call this anything special when they used them to build these things?
Well, now, what I was thinking about in particular would be that they would use them in fixing foundations for building their buildings. And in building their roads, mostly. Because, you know, we live in our country, different parts of it. I think that's why we have such trouble with our highways, is because of the land. Our land, you know, is so much of it is farming land, and there seems to be no bottoms in our roads, you see, when we have very much moisture. So in order for us to have a good road at all, they have to start so deeply and do so many things that it makes our roads real expensive to build.
We have that trouble in Stillwater. Oh, it's a miserable town. You probably noticed that when you were over there. I do too. I like the town, but I despise the streets.
Well, I hadn't paid much attention to that. Maybe one of the reasons is you are growing so fast right now.
That's true. And we pushed the city limits out 2 miles to the north. Of course, this means the state maintenance isn't on those roads anymore. It hurts.
Yes, I know.
When you were a girl, if you brought water in from the well, what did you bring it in?
A bucket.
Was this metal or wood? Or?
Oh, sometimes it would be a metal bucket. Sometimes it would be what I'd call a white granite bucket.
And when your father milked, what did he milk in?
Oh, he just had a milk pail.
Was this metal, or?
I don't know that I remember, but he always used the same one.
Was it round, or was it one of those special ones that was
it was just a regular round one, but he always used it, the same one all the time.
I've always been fascinated with those oval ones that are eccentric, so you can get them between your knees.
Oh, you know, yes. And the right height stool to sit on.
You didn't have chickens, did you?
Yes, Daddy had some chickens down there in that little